For News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm with Judge J.D. Langley, who's the 85th District Court Judge, looking back at his years of service now that he's going to step down once he finishes his last term. Let's begin with where you got your start.
I began as a county court at law judge on the 2nd of January, 1986. I was supposed to be sworn in on the 1st of January that year. And that year we were in the Cotton Bowl, and I wanted to go to the Cotton Bowl, so I delayed my swearing in.
True love.
But it was, I don't think we did well in the game that day, so it doesn't matter. January 2nd of 1986, I became a county court at law judge. Served there for 5 years, and then became the district judge of the 85th district in January of 1991. So I've had 22 and a half years so far. By the end of this term, it'll be 24 years in the 85th district court. So six terms, I felt like was probably enough. I'm looking for other options at this point in time, and I have been blessed with the support of the citizens of the county for many, many years. I've gone through 8 election cycles, and luckily, thanks to their support, I've been reelected every time.
Okay, and when do you officially finish, out of curiosity?
Oh, my current term ends December 31st of 2014, so I've got another 17 months.
Okay, so you got some good work to do still.
Oh, sure, yeah. I'm not going home yet.
Would you mind please sharing some of the highlights from your time in the courtroom?
Oh, every case is different. There were some high-profile ones, and there were many, many low-profile ones. But every one is the most important case for the people that are involved in it. So from that aspect, I think that every single one of them was important. I've had some really high-profile ones, like the trial involving the chairman of the Board of Regents at A&M. I've had many capital murder cases, unfortunately, that for individuals involved, those are the most horrific of them all. Then every single case involving child custody has always been my most difficult when there's two good parents involved. So other than the cases in the courtroom, there's only two happy times I've ever really experienced in the courtroom, and those are when I get to grant an adoption for a family to adopt a new child or addition to the family, and then the other is the hundreds and possibly even thousands of new citizens that I've sworn in as U.S. citizens over the years. Those are happy times in the courtroom, and quite a joy.
Yeah, they're nice to hear about.
Yes, absolutely. Those are the ones where the people will come up to me in the grocery store for years to come to talk about it and smile. And the smiles just never go away.
Would you please tell me a little bit about the renovation of the courthouse and having to deal with that?
That's the commissioner's court that's responsible for the renovation of the courthouse. All I've tried to do is to help them make as good a decision as they can possibly do over the years. And the decision-making is still going on. We're just about to or they are about to go out for bids on the contract for phase four, then we probably have at least another two phases to go after that. So it'll probably be going on long after I am no longer the district judge here.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm with Judge J.D. Langley of the 85th District Court. We're discussing his time there and looking back on it, especially now that he's planning to try something new after he finishes his term in December of 2014. You mentioned options earlier. Would you mind please sharing some of those with us?
Well, I could take senior judge status, which simply means that I could be a visiting judge and subject to assignment by the regional judge and the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, anywhere in the state of Texas. That's one option, which would prevent me from appearing in any court as an attorney, which it would not prevent me from having a private law practice that did not entail litigation. Which I could do that as well. I could go into purely private practice, which I don't have any reservations at all about doing. I could try to develop a full-time position as an educator, which is what one of my other loves is being a teacher. I teach at Blinn College and have for many, many years now, night classes, and I just absolutely love doing that. There's a lot of other options that are possible that don't involve private practice or being a judge. And so we just let things appear over the next 17 months and see what happens.
Well, it's going to be exciting, whatever it is, right?
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
Now, one last question. You have the heart of a teacher. What would you teach us through years of looking at the human condition and looking at all these court cases? What bit of wisdom would you have us come away with from your experiences?
That this is probably the best county that you could ever hope for to raise your children in. This county, I think, is one of the best locations in the state of Texas or even the United States to bring your children up in a good, wholesome environment in. The people here are good. Obviously, I've seen the people who've had some challenges over the years, and hopefully that all I have done is try to change their behavior to where they are more productive citizens towards a good community. And I really have enjoyed being a public servant over many, many years. I think I tried to count them all up that I've actually been in public service now, and it's running about 35 years total when you include my time in the Marine Corps, my time as a prosecutor in the DA's office, and a judge in two different courts. It comes out to be about 30-some-odd years, depending upon whether or not you include the rest of the time till the end of my term here.
I see. Wow. Well, that's a long history of service.
Yes. And it's been a joy to do. It is one of the things that really makes you go home at night and feel good about what you have been able to do in the day.
Have you always wanted to be a judge, or did that just sort of happen gradually?
All right. When I was at A&M, I wanted to be in the Marine Corps, and then that changed, and I wanted to become a lawyer. And then after I was a lawyer, I decided to become a judge, or at least try to, and luckily the people allowed that to occur. And so I have thoroughly enjoyed all the different aspects and look forward to continuing to do that in some capacity, one way or another, for the rest of my days here.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Judge Langley. That's Judge J.D. Langley with the 85th District Court. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.